What if I'm right and you are wrong? What
if you knew it all along? This is Tim Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
What if I figured out that I did not belong? What if it always bothered me? What if I never...
And it always does bother me. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slucker, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Mm-hmm.
Tim from Rise Against, thank you always for welcoming us back for the last part of the show. Milwaukee Public Schools, Republican legislature. Hey, they're being bold, Johnny. Being bold, according to the representative. We're going to slice and dice and redistribute the Milwaukee Public School System because, hey, why not? It's bold.
Yeah. Well, I would say we just be bold and honest about it. Okay. Cause we're going to decode it when I read it. It's an attempt to, you know, like you said, privatize. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be private schools. That's great. There's age old condition of education. There's public education. There's private education. And there's a choice there. And I would agree with our caller. If you choose the private education, you have by means of scholarship or by other means of funding to have that opportunity to be educated in that way. But by and large, public education free at the point of access or tax dollar supported or government supported. And I, at the risk of sounding, yes, a little bit socialist on this, there are some things that belong in a welfare state to the government's regulation. And I think that's a really important thing to say. If they're going to be bold, that they ought to also be bold and honest. Mm-hmm. That really this is an attempt to erode democracy and to create economic opportunity, AKA exploitation of the children of Milwaukee.
Because yes, when you say that, be careful, because you're not economic opportunity for the residents and the children of Milwaukee.
No. Exploitation of the children of Milwaukee. Because what I'm saying is that this is a bait and switch for what we absolutely know is the predictor of when you dismantle and defund schools,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that you are also simultaneously providing an opportunity that we know is too often the school to prison pipeline nexus, right? Mm. So we're talking about that really there is a prison industry. And I wish I didn't have to say that because that should be an oxymoron in our culture, an industry, an economic growth field in incarcerating particular people. And we know that that's inextricable from the privatization and the dismantling of our most vulnerable school districts, whether they're urban or rural. Mm-hmm. These are young people who should be provided with a quality education, and the failure of our state governments and federal government to do so is a failure of our nation, right? And so to be bold and courageous, be honest, say we absolutely do not want responsibility for quality education, and in fact, we want to exploit your children and incarcerate them for profit. Mm-hmm. And then you have a bold and honest bill. So legislators, get up there and tell us exactly. We'll decode it for you. That proposal is to marketize youth as exploited resources for a prison industry. And that is the shame of this nation, and Milwaukee is going to fight it. And I believe that.
Well, and that's it. You know, in Milwaukee, we are here to support you in the fight. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 844-967-2789. Couple minutes left if you want to give us a call, talk about the bold Milwaukee or the bold Republican legislature of Wisconsin going forward with the dismantling push of Milwaukee public schools. Also, too, we got to throw in there at the same time, not funding and then putting forth also then statewide legislation to ban, quote, equity. The teaching, this is the other part. It's like, you know, the honesty, it's like we're going to defund, cut up, redistribute your school, and the school that's left, we're going to actually tell you you're not going to teach about equity because, God forbid, you would actually learn about these issues of equity in a sense that you might actually fight back against the crap that we're doing. It's interesting to me. Maybe I'm not making the connection here, but they're also putting forth legislation that will limit teaching students to be critically prepared to understand this moment in time that they're living through. Not that that would ever happen, but you know, this is the reality, Johnny, when you're putting forth, be bold. Like, look, like you said, be bold. I'm defunding you. We're cutting you up. And those of you that are left, you're not even going to be allowed access to really good curriculum. In fact, we're going to deny and forbid and restrict access to quality curriculum, particularly any curriculum that might reveal the truth of what we're up to right here, right now.
Yep. Well, it's classic move for abuser, right? And it's an abusive system. And these are abusive politicians who want control and to exploit our children and our teachers and our communities, right? And so that's it's 101. We're going to do this abuse, and you're to never talk about it anywhere or contextualize it or understand it as abuse, okay? That's rule number one is there are no rules. Don't talk about it. It's like Fight Club, right? What's the one rule about Fight Club? Don't talk about So what's the one rule about exploiting children and dismantling education and saying, hey, we're going to make it smaller, which immediately, if I'm a teacher right here, make it smaller. Good. You'll better understand the lived conditions of my tiny school right here and that we need more. But the following piece is, but you don't get equity. An equity framework would say you do need more because the building is falling apart. You need more resources. You need some quality teaching, and you need materials, and you need more than the district that's subsidized in other ways. That whole framework, right, is also to not be talked about or taught. So the two go hand in hand. You can't have the abuse glossed over as empowerment, right, as a fix, as a bold, courageous, try something new. Because the second that we teach about equity or understand it through an equity framework, we understand that it's unjust and it's oppressive, right? So you have to ban both or it doesn't work.
We have to ban them both, man.
I have to punch you in the face while you're down, Tim, and I have to tell you it's good for you. And don't question it, because the only other rule I have is that we don't ask questions about things that are good for us. Good?
Right. There it is. Johnny Lupinacci, man, educated, truly educated educator.
Milwaukee families and teachers, we're with you, all right?
We are with you, Busted Pencils, and we are with you every Tuesday night.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.